Hello, and welcome to Spellbound. What brings such an elegant beauty into my shop so early on a winter morning? Is there something special you seek? Crystal beads? Silver amulets? I carry an extensive collection of angel figurines over by the wind chimes. All your witchy needs under one roof. Except broomsticks. For that, you'll have to try the hardware store around the corner. How long have you been practicing? You're not a witch. Truth be told, very few of my customers are. This shop caters more to appearance than augury. Augury? It means... Never mind, how can I help you? Well, aren't you rude? And such a sneer. I'll bet you're the terror of valets and maitre d's all over the city. But yet you're standing here, letting a simple shop girl call you out. Let me guess. You heard your maids mention me and decided to pretend it would be a lark to come here. A salve for all that wealthy ennui. When, in truth, you're aching with the hope that I can help you. So, let me answer a few of those questions you're too superior to ask. Yes, I'm a real witch. I've earned my powers over many, many years. Don't let my beautiful young shape fool you, child. I've been at this a long, long time. And occasionally, under the right circumstances and for the right price, I help people with their needs. Do you need something? If I'm so powerful, why hide myself in this dreary little shop? Of course you'd ask that. Simple camouflage. No one believes they'll find a real witch hidden amongst all these tapestries and tarot cards. That is, no one who doesn't eavesdrop on the help. And I do a brisk business in Klimt prints and incense burners when college starts up each year. A girl's gotta pay the bills. But you're stalling. Why are you here? A gorgeous lady like yourself. What do you want? Go on, tell me. Wrinkles? My dear, your skin is flawless, truly. As beauties go, you'd make young Juliet pale and sick with grief. Any lines you see are illusory, phantoms and fears. And even when they come, they'll only add to your appeal. Experience is erotic to the discerning. The secret of my youth. No lotions or potions, dear. Like the silk of a jaguar's coat or the weight of a good knife, my appearance is the byproduct of how I'm made. A lifetime of dedication and discipline to darkness has crafted me into this pleasing, predatory shape. But back to you, love. You want to know how to preserve that ethereal beauty of yours. Gorgon tears would work. A drop or two in wine would paralyze sagging skin and muscle. Or a worm from one of Indun's golden apples, smothered in salt and held under your tongue till it dissolved. Tell me, are you doing this for the eyes of another? A lover, perhaps? Or is this for you alone? Are we addressing fear, or its petulant child, vanity? Vanity. I see the answer in the bloom of anger in your cheeks. You become even more beautiful when provoked. Oh, if you could see yourself right now. Ah, that's it. I know exactly what you need. Where did I put that jar? Yes, here it is. Take off the lid. Yes, a cream made from the petals of the narcissus flower and moonlight reflected off mirror still water. Cool as a shadow's touch. Made fragrant with a drip of desire. Tap the surface to take a little on your finger. It feels smooth, doesn't it? Silky with a little electric touch. That's the power of darkness. The tingle of what's forbidden. Imagine feeling it on your face. Your lips. Your breasts. Your clit. That soft, slick, electric slipperiness. Blend it into your flesh and your beauty will shine out for all to see. Enhanced. Enchanting. Enduring. You'll be the new Helen. Now there are rules. Magic always has rules. Fickle, whimsical rules to counterbalance the explicit way that reality is altered. You must only use what you can take with the tap of one finger, and you must avoid mirrors. Your trust in the magic must be absolute. Obey those two rules, and you'll see your beauty reflected in the eyes of everyone around you. Disobey, and, well, you won't disobey, will you? Now to the price. Oh, you are charming. No, I don't take credit cards. For something like this, the payment must be as unique as the product. I want something personal. Powerful. You're marvelously selfish, aren't you? Accustomed to being waited on, serviced, and satisfied. Wealth and beauty have left you with the belief that such attention is your right. Self-indulgence is your aphrodisiac. Ah, there's that bloom of anger again. You really are very beautiful when enraged. Perhaps I should tease and torment you more, whip you into a lather. Would you mistake it for passion? Would you fall on me, pin me to the wall, dominate me? But we were discussing price. I want a memory from you. The last time you gave freely to someone else, I want to remember you giving pleasure, using your hands and tongue in that dry, perfumed cunt to make someone else feel good. That's my price. It won't hurt, and you of all people won't miss such a memory. It will be like a cigarette smoke, an exhalation of heat, a white plume, blown to tatters by the breeze. Have we a deal? Then look into my eyes. See yourself reflected there, deep in amber, and kiss me. Very tart. Payment in full. Goodbye, my beautiful flower. Remember, use only the tiniest tap of cream, and don't gaze into mirrors. I hope you find the adoration you seek in the eyes of others. What a lonely creature, looking desperately outward to see in. Decanting this memory won't take long. I'll just lock up and put the back in 15 minutes sign here on the door. Now, back here to my parlor. All right, lovely lady. Show me what you do when you give yourself freely, with no demands, no obligations. Oh, his hands. Rough, calloused, farm boy hands down my sides, heavy on my hips. Oh, my lady, you were so young then. 22 and city bound. Though he doesn't know that yet. Oh, he's pushing open our thighs. The stubble on his cheeks tickles and stabs into his mouth. Oh, clumsy, but so eager. So, yes. So honest. Our hands in his hair, grinding ourselves against his mouth. His tongue, there, boy, there. Right. There. Yes. Oh, that's right. Lord and lady. No finesse. No skillful little tricks. Those will all come later. A parade of smooth hands and smooth faces lapping at us. But this is all glorious, sloppy, muscular tongue. Oh, yes. Lick my clit. Oh, lick it. Lick it. Oh, lick. Your turn, boy. Your turn. On your back. Do it. Let me see you. That cock. Oh, that beautiful, beautiful cock. Let me kiss it. Kiss the tip. Sticky. Salty. We've never done this before. He's so big, but you're so, oh, I'm so hungry. Dick is almost thrumming, and that look on your face, so blissfully startled. Hold on, let me straddle you. Let me slide down onto you. Into me. Yes. We're going to come. I'm going to come. Come with me. Come with me. Come. Please. Come inside me now. Now. Yes. Yes. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Yes. Give it to me. Yes. God. Yes. Let me come with you. He would have come with you. You left for the city a day later without telling him. Those big, calloused hands left empty. It was the right thing to do, of course. He'd have hated it, and you'd have resented him for pretending he didn't, for burdening you with his bravery. No. Your mistake wasn't leaving. It was what you did afterwards, looking for others to see you the way he did, thinking it was only beauty he saw. So being beautiful was all you needed to be. You poor, lonely dear. The mirror's reflection isn't self-reflection. I hope you're better at understanding instructions than you are at understanding yourself. Magic is a cold witness, unlike you, my beautiful flower. She refuses to look past your failures. I'll cherish this memory for you, those hands of his. Those big, strong, wonderfully clumsy hands.